Alright, bro, so we're back. Episode 2. A lot's been going on in the NFL and college football community. A lot of shit actually transpired since the last time we recorded. My boy E is here. E, what's up, bro?
Man, bro, how you feeling? How you feeling about your Texas,
man? I'm feeling pretty good, man. You know what?
I'm looking at Texas, you know, it reminds me of, like, the 06 version, you know.
They're looking dominant, bro.
Going down the field, my boy Archie finally gets to fucking start and play. I mean, you know, it came at a cost with Ewers going down, but I mean, you know, hey, it happens, you know.
You think they go back to Ewers with everything going on, the way he's playing?
Nah, not after that Vince Young, like, 67-yard run TD. Nah.
Mm-mm. It's looking nice, bro.
And then that, like, 70-some yard dime he threw?
That game against Michigan obviously proved, obviously, they were, you know, one of the top 10 teams, at least top 5. But last week, obviously, with the quarterback going down, Archie coming in, didn't skip a beat.
Didn't skip a beat, bro. That was the best part. Because I thought, you know, even though it wasn't against a ranked opponent, but even still.
No, exactly. Yeah, the offense flowed.
Didn't fall off whatsoever.
So, I don't know. And obviously, with the rankings coming out, new number one now, so.
New number one.
Yeah.
Bro, that's because Georgia was out there looking like frauds against Kentucky. And you know what? Kentucky should have won that game.
That was a close game. So, with the just falling down one, obviously one spot, I mean, not bad. But, yeah, man, Texas is not looking like they're looking to slow down anytime soon. I mean, I'm not sure when Ewers is looking to come back, but. Doesn't look like it's going to be an issue, though.
Do you know what he went out with?
They said it's an abdominal or something like that, I believe. I'm not sure exactly, but...
That's that shit that Luck had when he was getting beat up.
All I know is Archie... you guys are lucky you guys got a star, at least in second string.
What's up with you guys? First, it was the struggle in week one. Then it was week two. Struggling again to put away Boise State.
Well, that man, bro.
Y'all should have lost that game too.
That man.
But then y'all come out week three.
Had a little dominant win like we were supposed to put out Oregon State.
But it wasn't dominant at the beginning though.
Oh, it was close like always. I mean, we start off slow. I mean, we got to get better at that, obviously. I mean, going forward against the top ranked teams, it's going to be, you know, we can't allow that. I mean, you're seeing the Ole Misses, Alabama's. Texas, I mean, scoring in the 50 pluses, you know, I mean, consistently. So we got to make sure, obviously, we get off to a hot start, you know, pretty quick. But I like what I seen going into the bye week. Hopefully, we can come back now against UCLA, and continue to keep rolling.
So clearly, the next big game for Saturday is the Bama Georgia game, which is obviously going to make.
That's in 2 weeks.
I thought that was next week. No, that's after their bye, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So after the bye, but the next big game.
Yeah, big game is them.
It's Georgia and Bama.
Georgia-Bama, yes.
And is Bama on a bye as well?
Yes, Bama's on a bye.
Okay, so everybody's like basically going on, like top teams are basically going on
a bye, yeah.
So they're going to come back and like, obviously that's going to have like rankings going all over the place because.
Whatever other
Bama,
teams
three
play.
Or four still.
Bama is. Who is this? It's Texas,
two.
Georgia, Ohio State. I think they're four.
Okay, so clearly if Bama wins.
Yeah, it's a 2-4. So
do you think they're going to swap?
Oh, no. There's no way they just swap. Nah, fuck that. They got to have
fuck
worse.
Fuck that.
They have to have worse implications than that. Somebody has to go at least beyond five. You're not just going to switch two spots. Unless they have one of their classic games like they do when it's a touchdown, 3-point, whatever, you know what I mean? Then I can see some shit like that. But if not...
Let's say Bama just go out and just beat the brakes off of fucking Georgia for whatever reason.
then yeah, I mean, I can see them, I mean, shit. Still top 10, but, I mean, swap with us, fuck it. Let them get 9.
No, because y'all don't deserve to be up there in the top 5.
Bro, we had a good win, and they didn't do shit with us. We stood right at 9.
Because y'all were struggling at the first half to get that win. That's the problem. Y'all should have lost that game too. You lucky man. Oregon State just said fucking and gave up in the second half.
Horrible, bro.
Cause that shit was embarrassing.
We start off at 3 and we done tripled that shit already in 3 weeks.
I'm telling you, bro, y'all are speed running.
I've never seen us win and lose rankings. What the fuck?
Quit struggling against unranked bad teams.
I don't know, bro. We got to get our stuff together, obviously. I mean, like I said, these next few weeks coming up, I believe in mid-October is when we have that matchup with Ohio State. So, I'm telling you right now, we're not ready. Clearly, we're not ready.
No, you're not ready at all. Because there's none of this, oh, we're going to start off slow.
No, of course
not. We'll pick it up in the second half. You start off slow, the game's going to be over by, like, fucking halftime.
Exactly.
So, that's unacceptable.
Unless we come out one of these next two games again and put up at least, again, almost a 50-piece like we did, then I have some confidence. But right now, I'm about 50%.
You better than me, man. I'm about 10. That y'all might score 5 points.
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens with these next few weeks, obviously, what happens, how this stuff plays out, obviously. But
so y'all go on a bye. Y'all pray UCLA, but that's banking on UCLA losing to fucking LSU. Praying that LSU at least, like,
now,
come on, man, do something.
Now, if UCLA, yeah, because LSU struggled last week, I believe.
They were struggling, too.
They struggled against, no, they didn't. LSU wasn't struggling, I'm sorry. It was, who was it? God damn it.
That struggled?
Yeah, one of these, obviously, that's what I'm forgetting, confused with. Florida State.
Oh, Florida State.
Bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about struggling. Florida State is who I was talking about.
They fumbled on the 1 yard line, right?
Bro, I think he fumbled on the second play of the game, bro.
Bro.
What is going on in Florida State?
I don't know, man. 0-3, started out top 10 team, started out with the, hey, we belong here, and man, I don't know. I think Georgia Tech broke them. Like,
I mean,
I've never seen a team. I mean, they are too the fastest team to speed run to D rank in a season. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, we were having a conversation about the playoffs. We were like, hey man, well, you know, you can lose the first one or the second one. That's fine. You know what? You still got plenty of time to bounce back. Bro, you're 0-3. You might as well go ahead and this season is over. You're not going to the playoffs, so you need to focus on next season, see who's coming back. You know what? Get some of these
guys. The coach is fired. Nobody's coming back.
Yeah, well, I guess blow it up. Hell, get on the air app. Start recruiting.
They go against 3-0 Cal this week.
3-0 versus 0-3. Who's the underdog? Florida State.
Florida State is a -2, actually. So I don't know how they're favored by 2.
That's so embarrassing, bro. That's so embarrassing.
They're still giving them a chance. At this point, I mean, they're just hoping for something at this point.
Praying, man. A wing and a prayer up there. It's like, yo, man, I just... what's his name?
Ugalalela or something.
They're just hoping this man can move the ball, bro.
They got them in SMU next week, so I don't know, bro. They're looking like they're gonna...
motherfuckers might go 0-5 by when it's all said and done.
They don't look like they have hope coming up for them. So they couldn't even beat Memphis. Bro, they're putting up 12 points.
That's their average?
Well, that's just what they put up against Memphis.
I don't know, man. Blow the whole college up. I mean, but hell, LSU can't talk too, because they're out there just struggling all over the place, struggling to move the ball, close wins, close losses. I mean, hell, they're another top-ranked team that's trying their hardest to speed run, to de-rank in the rankings, to prove to everybody, like, you think Florida can de-rank? No, I'm going to show y'all how to really de-rank. Hold my beer.
After that USC game, I mean, ain't been the same for them either.
Ain't been the same. you know, so I don't really know. But as far as the top five go, you know, Ole Miss and the rest of them, I mean, hell, they're just beating up on a bunch of bad teams. The only one who actually played somebody was Texas when they beat on Michigan. But, I mean, that's Michigan, which Michigan had a dominant win.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I mean, quiet as kept, I mean, Tennessee, bro, Tennessee is slowly rising. Slowly. I mean, they're looking nice. Ole Miss, I mean, some of these matchups, like I said, I believe Georgia and Ole Miss play each other, so that's going to be a good one.
Do you think Ole Miss can take them down?
I mean, right now, bro, the way they're playing, I mean, again, they're playing unranked teams, but again, like I said, they're the ones putting up the 50s, the 60s consistently, you know, so they must have got something going on for them.
Well, that's about as much as we can get out of college, you know. Hopefully, next week we see...
We see something, or at least an upset somewhere, you know. I mean, I'm going to be upset seeing Florida State lose, but that's about it.
Is Georgia beating Bama, is Bama beating Georgia, is that an upset? Would that be considered an upset, even though they're both like powerhouses? Is that an upset? Or is that just a?
I think, I mean, being, to me, I think it's upset old playoff rules, personally, now that it's how it is. I mean, whoever loses is still a chance to get in, you know, they can still play each other, you know, redeem themselves later. So I don't really think it's an upset now. But maybe in the season that Ole Miss and Georgia game, that's an upset. You know, that's something that's not expected, possibly. But who knows going in who's favored at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, the way Texas is playing, obviously, they were able to swap with Georgia. 1-2 pretty easy, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I knew that was coming, just off the simple fact that, again, Georgia shouldn't have even won that game against Kentucky.
They should have lost
that game. You know, Georgia's struggling to move the ball. It was pretty embarrassing. Beck, I don't know what he was doing out there.
No, yeah, exactly. So who knows, you know what I mean? See what happens going into this next week and see how this week plays out.
True. All right, so transitioning from college to football, last time we talked, we did a bunch of predictions. So we came out and we saw Rodgers finally got to snap the ball.
Finally got to play a full game.
And threw picks.
But he got to play a full game, though. Again, you can't blame him. It's the 49ers,
bro. Yeah, it was the 49ers. And we're going to talk on them because...
Because they look suspect this week. I don't know, because Sam Darnold pieced him up this week. But
so...
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers came out. I mean, again, it's good to see him back, though, at least. You know what I mean? Just
you know what's so little... crazy? You know how pissed I would have been at the NFL? Like, you know what? Hey, first game back. You know what? I'm coming back from this injury. You know, just kind of give me somebody light. Give me somebody the Panthers. Let me look dominant so everybody can be like, yeah, you know what? We knew the Jets was who they
get
are.
Get some of this rust off.
Yeah, bro, you throw me against the Niners, man. I'm out here running for my life. Defense is out there just fucking me up. And I'm just like, man. But again... It's the Niners, so, like, you expected them to, like...
But at least it was a challenge for him to see himself, his body, you know what I mean, move around, be a little bit more mobile and see, you know, test himself out, you know, and obviously, you know, luckily everything was fine, but they didn't come out with the win, though.
They didn't. But who did win was the Niners' new running back, so should they just bench CMC? Just call it
they already put him on IR for the first four games, but... I don't know, bro.
I'm saying when he comes back, it's the situation like Ewers and Manning. Like,
okay, so, no, well, back. This is different because it's NFL, obviously. So, I think, personally, if they're winning, by the time he comes back, I just continue to rest him. Use him for the playoffs. Keep him as healthy as possible because...
You know how mad I'd be if I get benched in the playoffs and I've been carrying all season?
Guaranteed money. I wasn't tripping. I'll wait. Let this rookie or whatever, you know, let him do whatever he needs to do. Save my ankle, save my legs.
But that's like another Le'Veon Bell situation. He goes out or he holds out, but like the offense doesn't miss a beat. So it's like, okay, CMC's hurt.
They know
we're back into that, right?
But they know CMC what he is, though, again. It's just finally the injury bugs, you know, finally caught up with him.
Finally, again.
And it's something crucial, you know. Like the running backs do, you know, he got this probably will be his last contract, obviously, with him. And then after that, you know, we'll see what they do with him, a two-year deal or something. But
you think they re-sign CMC?
That's what I'm saying, bro. This might be, I think they just re-signed him or extended him, I believe, not too long ago. So that's what I'm saying. But this Achilles injury, it's not something, you know, that's his speed. That's what, you know, whatever the case is with him. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. Then we move on to Thursday. Clearly, I thought Miami was going to win the game. Clearly, I didn't know what the hell I was thinking. Tua again. Tua, Mr. Bro. Concussion, bro. I don't know what's going on with Tua. He doesn't know how to slide. He's been in the NFL for God knows how long. Still don't know how to slide.
Unacceptable, bro.
It's very unacceptable. But now we're doing the concussion thing again. He's going to be out. But the reports also came out that Tua also is came out and retire. Said, I'm not going to retire. So he's like committed to that. You know what? This is like my fourth. Like, because he had one at Bama.
You don't even know how many concussions this is.
Three last season. So now we're second game.
He was asking for Coach Saban at the press conference.
Yeah. That's right. He's like, Saban, wait, hold up. Wrong coach. McDaniels. I'm good. I'm like, bro, what's going on, man? So four concussions now. Young guy. Me personally, I would have just took the money and retired.
Oh, of course.
But he said, fuck it, I want to play, which is fine, I guess. I don't know where the Dolphins go from here. Because clearly he's going to be out, what, 2 weeks?
Oh, no, longer than 2 weeks, bro. He'll be probably, depending on their bye week, he'll be gone probably till their bye week, obviously. But there's reports that they're trying to reach out to Tannehill, but I'm not sure if they have or not. But, yeah, I believe they have to go outside their building and get somebody, obviously. I don't think...
What's wrong with Taylor?
Who?
Their backup.
It's Skylar Thompson.
Oh, is it Thompson?
Yeah. Who, Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor's with the Aaron Rodgers backup.
Oh, that's Rodgers backup. Okay, what's wrong with their backup?
You didn't even know who it was at first. That's how you... That's
but what's wrong with their backup?
Everything.
He's fine, bro.
He plays like he got a concussion. But yeah, bro, they need to go and get somebody. Because, I mean, with that talent they got, there's no excuses why they can't, you know, continue to go
well,
on.
I thought they were going to beat the Bills regardless because I just thought on paper they were a better team.
Oh, of course.
But again, that's me assuming that the Miami Dolphins can beat a good team considering how last year
they were... No, they actually are. I said they got a good record against the AFC East, but the Bills own them. They can't beat the Bills. I believe it's like 1-6 is his record.
Oof. So, no shit.
I don't know.
Would you retire?
Personally, bro, yeah, I believe... I mean, again, I think I would. I can't imagine having that much money, obviously. And yeah, I think I personally I would. What else are you playing for at this point?
Yeah. I mean, potential Super Bowl? What, man?
A Super Bowl? I mean,
they got a champion. They got a champion wide receiver over there, bro. What? He brings that championship pedigree.
But one slight hit, they're gonna go by and just blow on his helmet, and he's just gonna have a concussion, bro. I mean, again, that hit he took wasn't that bad.
He just ran into him.
He just ran into him and fell down. And
Hamlin said he put on about 20 pounds this offseason.
Ran into a wall. But yeah, bro. So I'm saying it takes one. One trip and him to bounce off the thing and then what? At any time in the playoffs and then you're done.
You know, for a man who had a concussion mid-game, he didn't fumble. That's pretty impressive. Because I'd have just fumbled. I'd have just let the ball go out of my mouth. Fuck, you can have it.
Run it back. I don't know, man.
So, what happened Sunday? Again. Oh, Deshaun Watson looking dominant. You see that? You see that? That 18-13 win?
I see us going to Cleveland. Dallas going to Cleveland and make them look like shit, bro. Our defense looked unstoppable.
It did. Y'all went in there, what is it? What was it? 37? They put 37?
I believe so.
37? You know, so, again, but that's Deshaun Watson playing like trash. Still not being able to move the ball. Don't really know what's going on over there. I saw Raider fans, you know, that Raider and Chargers mid-off was embarrassing. I thought the Raiders were going to pull that off, actually. But, again, instead of letting their quarterback that they already had just play the game, they decided to give Minshew $25 million. And I told Raider fans, it's like, look at what he did with us. He's not good. No, they didn't want to hear none of that. It's like, no, Minshew's fine. You know, he can move. He got Devontae. Went out there, put up 10 points. Disgusting. Embarrassing. Disgusting. Like, mm-mm. not necessary whatsoever. Then we fast forward to them trash ass Colts. You know, I'm like over Anthony Richardson. I told him from the start, he didn't play in the preseason. And then when he did come in the preseason, homie threw a fucking pick. And he was just on the sidelines.
I know, bro. He was doing all right against the Texans.
No, those two prayer bomb touchdowns do not count as doing okay. Because that was it. Homie couldn't move the ball without it.
He kept it close. I mean, hey, you have a chance. I mean, and this week, same thing. He had a chance again. I mean, a few mistakes, obviously a few missed throws. But, I mean, close game against the Packers as well.
But, again, that's the Packers without Jordan Love.
You're right.
And they're running back. Like, I thought our rush defense was like, okay, you know what? That's against Joe Mixon. He gets real shifty. Man, it happens. Week one, fine. No, another 100-yard rushing. Like, and it was so crazy because it came off of back-to-back penalties. Like, I think he rushed for like 20-something yards. They came back for like a holding. He did it again, and then they came back again. And then they handed him the ball, and it's like, he did it again. And I'm all like, bro, like, y'all literally can't stop anybody. But I didn't understand why they started putting the ball in Richardson's hands yesterday anyway. Jonathan Taylor.
He was amazing. Looking good. He was looking good. 100-something
yard rushing, looking amazing. And then they just stopped giving them the ball. I'm all like, why did y'all just stop giving them the ball? Like, you should have just ran the man to death.
He was looking good, though.
He was looking amazing. You know, that's the first thing.
You guys didn't play through him, obviously. And
we used to. Taylor used to be the offense. Used to be like a rush first, pass second.
Yeah, that's what you guys need to get back to.
Came in, and it's now it's like he's trying to be some pocket passer quarterback. Like, bro,
that
he's
not.
That. You know, so.
But mentioning Love, like you said, I mean, get back to the Eagles and Packers game. I mean, that was a good game, obviously, to get where Love had a little leg injury that we came in to find out was a, what is it, MCL, I believe they said it was. So, he's out now, obviously. But Saquon, your boy.
Saquon was looking amazing.
Saquon was looking amazing. New team.
Happy, refreshed.
Help. He's not the savior.
He had help.
Who the hell did he have?
Do-rag Danny. He had
Do-rag
help.
Do-rag Danny.
He had help.
Danny Dimes.
What's wrong with Do-rag Danny, man?
Struggling.
Bro, come on, man.
You see him with Hurts. He look good, bro. He look good.
I mean,
I don't know.
Should have lost that game, too, but
that was a close game. No, yeah, if it wasn't for Love's injury, I mean, towards the end, I mean, who knows how it would have played out, but he's looking nice, man. I mean, we'll see how that matchup goes tonight against the Falcons, if he can continue to keep rolling or what happens. You think Kirk Cousins can get back on track? And
I think Michael Penix needs to come in and start.
Already?
And start playing the game. Bro, Kirk threw two picks last week.
Damn. No hope. I give it to their bye week at least, obviously. And if they're not doing good, then make the switch.
Okay, bro. They went and played the Steelers. Homie threw two picks against
TJ Watt is blitzing them every time.
Bro, you're a $140 million quarterback.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Two picks, no TDs?
That has to do with everything.
Two picks, no TDs? You can't give me one?
Yeah, that's no excuses, bro.
Like, you can't give me one against the Steelers. Come on, man. What was that score? Like 18-10? The offense mustered up like 10 points?
18-10, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Horrible.
I mean, so, Justin Fields, too, over there. No, I mean, they're like, well, he didn't turn the ball over. Bro had 125 passing yards, no TDs, no interceptions. Well, he didn't turn the ball over. Like, okay, all right, now we're looking like Kenny Pickett there. Well, shit, Kenny won the game. You know, so it's like, bro, what? Nah, man, just put Penix on the field, bro. Like, just put him on the field.
I'd still give Kirk a few more weeks. I mean, if he continues to not, I mean,
okay,
to show.
So tonight, you know, you hit me with the, oh man, you know, you getting blitzed by Watts, bro. Okay, ain't no Watts on the other side.
Tonight
on the Eagles.
On the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles got some cool corners,
but
I mean,
it ain't Watts.
But now he has to make sure he makes these throws. Now you mess up, I mean, they're getting picked.
If he goes out and throw a couple more picks, you know what?
Then you're gonna have to put in Penix if that's what happens. He knows what's gonna happen.
But you see, in Kurt's eyes, Kurt probably doesn't care.
He's guaranteed his money.
Yeah, so he doesn't care. He's like, you know what? I'm just here to keep collecting checks
and praying. They better have to do a new Russ situation. Buy his ass out and get him out of here. Still gets his money.
But they wouldn't even buy him out. They just put him on the bench.
Yeah, he'd just be his backup.
Yeah, just be the rookie's backup. That's what Minshew should have been over there for fucking, what's his name, Aiden? Oh. O'Connor? He should have just been the backup, which is his natural role. But I can't even hate because, and this leads me into, when people call me Raven haters, I saw Raven players moving the fucking goalposts like hell yesterday. These motherfuckers talking about, well, this is what happens when you play, when you be cheap on the offense. Cheap? No, this is what happens when you have a ball stopper and a quarterback. You know, like, y'all go out, and that should have been a dominant win against the Raiders. Again, can't move the ball, two trips in the red zone, can't score, and it's like, what is what happens when you're cheap on offense? No, there's no cheap on offense. Just your quarterback just can't score
in the
red zone.
I just think Lamar is too quick to obviously just run first before he decides to throw. You know, by the time that happens, motherfuckers just give up thinking he's going to continue, and then he tries to throw it last second, and then all the missed throws. I mean, again, back to the Chiefs game. They had, again, the wide open Zay Flowers.
Didn't see
now, it. Now Pockets just missed him. I mean, yeah, the foot was out, but besides that, I mean, they had throws, you know, but he's just too...
Overthrowing, half of them still going to the dirt. He's like, yo, he improved as a passer. I mean, if he was a bad passer, improving to like a mid-passer, I mean, I guess, okay. But, you know, Raven fans, they'd sit there and they'd be like, oh, my God, look, one random game out of the season, he put up 300 and something yards, and then like that, okay. And then he'll go back and put up like 150.
Yeah, we're going to discount the rest of the games he did. Exactly.
So.
But I don't know, man. I hope he continues to play like that, though. Because
I do, too. Because these Ravens are fucking horrible. They're 0-2. They tell me they're a championship team, and they're not. You know, like I said, it's a different ball game when you're playing against starters instead of backups the entire season. You know, and now it's like, okay, we're 0-2. And they were telling me, oh, we're going to be number one in the division. Hell, who's number one in the division? The Steelers, because they're the only ones who got to fucking win.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now the Browns got to win now.
The Browns.
You know, but like before
that. That division's going to be up and down because, again, we can see that with the Bengals losing to the Chiefs yesterday.
That was a fluke.
With that going down, they losing to the Patriots. They're week one. They're 0-2 right now, obviously. So
I will give him the week one. The Bengals just had to play better. Week two, that was a fluke. This man Burrow continuously to outperform Mahomes each and every day of the week. And then it's always something. Just like the AFC Championship game. Bro, that late hit out of bounds, fluke. Anybody else, that's a play on. But because it's Mahomes and they were losing, and they needed that to get in field goal range.
Gave him the call.
They gave him the call. Again, yesterday, Mahomes can't move the fucking ball. Struggling. Fourth down. P.I., that happened like three times in the Lions game. That wasn't called not one time. But because Mahomes can't move the fucking ball, can't beat Burrow, fuck, got to give it to him, man. Gave him the clack, obviously, you know, he goes down there, kicks the field goal again, and it's like...
Another classic, though.
It is a classic. It's always a classic, when they play, but it's always the classic of Mahomes needs the flag to beat Burrow. He can't beat him anyway.
Straight up.
Every time, like, even in the last AFC Championship game, when they went into overtime and all that, when they went to the Super Bowl that year, when it's straight up, Mahomes always loses, but when it comes to them flags, man, I mean, damn, bro, what can you say? You know, but, again, whatever. You know, that was a classic, you know, good game. Arizona, dominant win over the Rams. I don't know what the Rams
They finally realized they had Marvin Harrison out there.
Yeah.
Use him. He's on your team.
Yeah.
Throw to him. He's hopefully not going to hurt you.
You know, Kyler Murray, you know, anytime that he saw that Harrison was open, he just said, fuck it, let me just run, get these rushing yards up. You know, after Marvin Harrison, embarrassing, 4 yards week one.
And you've seen those, there was a couple opportunities. He was wide open, and Kyler just didn't throw it, didn't see him.
Let me get this run, let me get this rush yards up.
Which is what, again, at times when Lamar does that, is the same. You know, if he decides when he can throw sometimes, but when he runs and it's just about Lamar, you see how the offense goes.
Mm-hmm. And all off season, again, we were talking about it, you know, wondering what was going to happen. But again, we're right back to the same thing, just like week one. This Derrick Henry Lamar shit is not working. It's not doing it.
You shipping Derrick Henry off trade deadline?
Shit, man. He got to go somewhere, bro, because this ain't it. This ain't it.
You blow it up already?
I wouldn't have signed Lamar to begin with. I don't let that boy walk. I don't got something in free agency. Well, I wouldn't have gave him the amount of money they gave him. But I guess when you're in a Ravens situation, you know, kind of like the Cowboys situation, I guess you have to pay him because you don't. I guess you say, well, there's no better option. I mean, I guess. But I mean, what's the better option? You know, Lamar, two-time MVP, yet has a losing record in the playoffs. You know, so what are we doing? You know, it's fine during the regular season. Like, hey, but I mean, depends on what your expectations is. If your expectations is, hey, just making it to the playoffs is enough. Okay, well then fine. He'll get you to the playoffs.
But if you had to give him something, what would you add to that team though to put him over for him? What is it that's the issue? What do you need? What do they need? A top receiver? What do they need? A better line to block so he doesn't have to run so much? I mean, what is it you feel is? Because you see how they looked with J.K. Dobbins. I mean, they were okay when they had a running back that, you know, a little bit more agile than Derrick Henry, who's more power straight downhill, you know. So, I don't know if they need, you know, some similar like that again. Or, I mean, they had Flowers, they had Odell. I mean, they had a couple, you know, cool receivers out there. But, I mean, what is it you feel that they need to get over the hump?
Well, it's or I don't can think, they not? I just don't think they can. I don't see anything wrong with that team because last season I didn't hear anything about cheap on the offense, this and that, when they were winning and beating up on these fucking backup quarterbacks. Everything was all good. You know, Lamar, MVP. You know, now that they're actually having to play football, now it's, well, they're cheap on the offense. You know, there's no cheap. It's just your quarterback just has to play better. You put anybody else as quarterback back there, then Raven fans is fucking fine. Like, that team is fine.
No, yeah,
the quarterback just has to play better.
They got potential, obviously, but they just got to get their stuff together. I mean, again, barely week two, you know, barely finished. A lot of teams obviously got to figure out, get some kinks. I mean, again, the Lions, deep in the playoffs, struggled yesterday against Tampa.
But Tampa's nice, though.
No, yeah, again, like, I mean, again.
Baker Mayfield is right, yeah. Showing
Baker
out.
Baker Mayfield, I mean, yeah. They
but
had
the Lions should have won that game.
Yeah, again, unexcusable. I mean, they're coming off a good season last year, too, coming back with same pieces, healthy. I mean, there's no reason why they should be playing like they are, you know, how they've been, actually, so.
Well, their coach is the first coach with CTE. But there's that. But, again, still, you know. Looking across the league, across the board, you know, people not being able to score in the red zone is getting out of hand. Teams are moving down there and just
field goaling it up.
Like, that's what I'm saying. We're having this conversation, like, bro, these kickers, they need to start requesting quarterback money.
Yep.
Because, especially after this season, they're like, man, dude, I can't even sit down and just kick PATs. Like, no, I'm. Y'all asking me to kick 50s, 60s all day. I'm like, man, y'all can't move the ball. Like, nobody can move the ball. And that's what's crazy. But, speaking of the Ravens, you know, they have the best kicker. I would say Cowboys actually has the best kicker in the league now. But, you know, I know their offense used to be, you know, move the ball. I kept saying, like, their offense is just get Tucker in range.
No, yeah, exactly.
You can't even do that because Tucker's been missing here lately. Tucker's so it's like that's not even a thing anymore.
Exactly.
So, but to praise the Raiders, I mean, damn, Minshew out there looking like prime Brady in that pocket. And fucking Adams out there looking like prime Gronk. It was amazing to see them just diamond all the way down the field. And I'm all like,
yeah, week two, bro. I'm telling you, we're gonna see a lot of obviously upsets or early on these games, and just till these teams find their stride and their rhythm and see what goes on. You know, I mean, who's really, you know, weeds out? Because again, we thought the 49ers after that dominant win, yeah, it was Aaron Rodgers barely coming back, but Sam Darnold, man, Sam Darnold had him looking suspect.
And let me get on them too for a second, because you know I had Niner fans telling me, "Oh man, you see how dominant we look." I said, "Bro, that's a 99-year-old Rodgers, bro. I don't want to hear that."
Who's it? Immobile.
And then they go and play Sam Darnold again. Purdy can't move the ball. These motherfuckers cannot move the ball, and it's so crazy because you think like, okay, the Niners should just like, I'm picking the Niners to dominate them.
I did as well.
What do you expect? It's Darnold. Like, come on, man. Darnold, and they go out there and just
dimes. The Jettas could not hold them down.
Could not stop them. Them DBs out there looking suspect. Not one athlete on the field. Is Ayuk still holding out?
No, Ayuk's there, but he's not there. He's fucking up my fantasy right now, bro.
Do you think they move on?
They just re-signed him, so they're not going to move on from him. It's just, again, Russ, like they said, he didn't play in the preseason, so barely getting back, barely getting.
Even though I resign him, I still might move on.
We just got to see what happens.
Because we're looking at this Niners window. Clearly, the Niners are still the best team.
It looks like their whole offense was CMC. At this point, now they know it's just blocking receivers.
Hand the ball off and pray, but that was last year, though.
But no, I mean, now it's just guard the receivers now, and let's see if you can win with that backup running back. And you've seen what happened. I mean, he's getting his yards. He's getting whatever, but
another 100-plus yards yesterday, too. That was fucking disgusting.
But you can't win it through him. Though Purdy got to make some throws, obviously. And
how much did Purdy have yesterday? Like,
He couldn't make them, so.
But didn't he have, like, 3-something? I think he put, like, 2-3-something yesterday. Purdy was slinging that bitch in the air, bro. I mean, it wasn't going nowhere, but he was slinging it in the air. How much did he have?
319.
That's what I'm saying. He had like 3-something. He was slinging it in the air. Yeah, it wasn't going nowhere. But
no, yeah, exactly. So, but Debo 8 catches. I mean, yeah, everybody, he was spreading it out. Debo 8, Kittle 7, Ayuk 4, but
the fantasy god, Kittle. We love that man.
But yeah.
Should pick him for your fantasy. He always gets the job done. But again, here we go. That Niners team. I still say they're the best team in the NFC. I don't see that changing. I mean, goddamn, bro, you can't beat the damn Vikings. I don't know. Especially with no McCarthy. I don't know. But again, I don't really see anybody stopping them, you know. It was the meme of, hey, hand the ball off to CMC and pray. And that was their offense.
And now we're seeing what they're looking like now, I mean. Was this just, again, a little bump in the road? We'll see how they play next week, obviously, if they can get back on track, or, again, if they just realize this is the offense, you know?
I think it was a little bump in the road. I don't...
Or is Minnesota really that good?
Who do they play next week?
Who?
The Niners.
The Niners, they play the Rams.
Oh, well, hell, man. That should be an easy, dominant win, especially with the atrocity that's going on over there at the Rams. I mean, I don't know. Should the Rams start Jimmy G?
No, they don't start Jimmy G. You never start Jimmy G.
Bro.
No matter the situation.
Bro.
Jimmy G will tell you not to start Jimmy G.
Bro, I don't understand why you guys don't put respect on a 2-time Super Bowl champion quarterback.
He was the backup.
He's still a champion. He played. He's still a champion.
That don't mean nothing.
He led that Niners team to a Super Bowl.
And you missed a wide open throw.
You can't overthrow make them all, bro.
Overthrow him.
You can't make them all.
Well, you got to make them when it counts. And goddamn it, he can't.
I mean, I guess that is true. But damn, you can't make them all, bro. Like, damn. Give him some slack, bro.
Question, no, you don't put in Jimmy G.
Who knows that team better than Jimmy G?
Jimmy G knows he don't even want to be there.
Look. The Rams should put Jimmy G because he knows that defense. He knows how to slice and dice that defense.
No,
he knows where people's going to be and where they're not going to be at.
I don't put him in, bro. You stick with Stafford and just pray. Ride this out, yeah.
Stafford's gearing up to get hurt because, you know, he's play the first half. He's getting
out of retire, yeah. He's already on his way out.
So,
I just like it at that.
You think Cooper Kupp won't get loose?
No, he's actually hurt right now. He had a little injury this last game to his leg, so.
That was from week one.
No, he just got hurt.
He got re-hurt again? Yeah. Oh, shit.
So
is Puka back?
Nope. So if he's out and Puka's out, you know my Stafford about to be out.
You know, Stafford, bro, you about to see it coming up. We Stafford hand question.
This lying ass.
Lying ass motherfucker. Like, yo. Hey, man, what would you do? Both of your wide receivers are out. You playing that game, too?
I'm sick. Man. I'm sick.
You sick?
I'm sick, coach. I can't play. Jimmy G, man. That's when you put Jimmy G in.
Flu-like symptoms?
Yep.
So Jimmy G should play next week?
Yeah. Go out there and let him go get messed up.
You'll come back when everybody else come back?
Yeah, my illness went away. I'm better now.
Take some medicine or something?
No, I don't know, bro. I'd just lie. I'd say something. Like I said, I would. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and get my ass whooped like that. I mean, but we'll see what happens, obviously. I mean,
I just let it go. Yeah, bro, I'm telling you right now. If I woke up and it's getting closer to Saturday and they say, yeah, Cup's not coming back this week. We already know Puka's not coming back, but Cup's not coming back this week either. I'd have been like, shit, man, I guess I'm not coming back this week either. You know, go ahead, shit, sit me out. Then like, oh, you're perfectly healthy, you can play. No, I ain't, shit. I start a ruckus, shit. Trade me.
That's how I was feeling yesterday, bro. Watching my Cowboys, man, seeing them.
I don't even God. Before we talk about them, because we can close that out with them. Let's talk about that atrocity we saw last night. Okay, and this is why I think the Colts should have beat Houston, because Houston is looking such frauds. You know, they're the only team in the AFC South with a win. You know, so everybody else is 0-2, which is fucking ridiculous. That AFC South is basically the NFC East.
My boy Caleb. So,
Caleb, I'm watching this game. Caleb, our zesty king, cannot move the ball. But I can't even blame it all on him because the line is bad. But even the Texans yesterday, they could not move the ball. I was sitting there making memes talking about whoever moves the ball past the 50 will win the game. Because they could
not move the ball.
They couldn't even get in field goal range. Both teams were struggling to get into field goal range. Like, they were just... Them punters. If I was the Bears and the Texans, I'd have been asking for a fucking immediate raise. It's like, bro, y'all got me out here punting, pinning them down here by the one, and y'all still can't move the ball. So, and again... Caleb, hilarious, pulled a Tua, trying to throw the ball away. First time he tried to throw the ball away, he threw it away and got a fucking pick. And then got an intentional grounder, but like Caleb was just addicted. Like you would have thought the boy played for the Texans. The way he was just throwing it to the Texans all day. I'm like, bro, you play for the Bears, homie. You need to stop throwing it over there.
Bro, you know it's bad when he's your rushing leader as well. 44 yards on 5 carries.
He got loose on one of them. I think it's like a...
But I'm saying the fact that, again, he's your rushing leader.
For 44 yards. Man, I mean, bro.
Wild.
I mean, hell, shit. But you also got to look on the other side. I mean, Mixon went down with an injury. He came back, but like, the Texans wasn't doing anything either. CJ Stroud was out there looking like a sophomore, struggling. Can't move the ball. 3-and-out. Every time they came onto the field, I'm all like, damn, 2nd-and-punt coming soon. Because, you know, 3rd-and-punt next play. It's just...
I mean, they're doing what they got to, though. They're 2-0, so, I mean...
Did you see... No, you didn't get to see...
They got the Vikings next week.
Who?
The Texans. 2-0. Let's see who's really real.
CJ Stroud going to beat the shit out of the Vikings.
That's what you say, but if they lose, then what? Is it an upset?
Of course it's an upset. Of course it's an upset. And you know what's so funny? I'm looking at this game and Moore pissed off. I mean, he was throwing his helmet. This dude was pissed yesterday. You know, because Caleb just overthrowing him. I'm like, this man Moore was just down there getting nothing but cardio. Because he's just down there just running and he's just... You saw rainbows all day. And I'm just all like, man, if you can just hit one of them, bro. And then the nasty one-hand interception. bro. Disgusting. Disgusting. And I'm just all like, man, damn. I don't know, bro.
You think the Bears can get it together?
Oh, well.
I mean, it's 1-1. I mean, they got that win, luckily, week one against the Titans, but.
That's because.
Will Levis is Will Levis again. Well, that's
four lateral. So I don't even know because they were winning that game. I mean, the Titans blew a 17-point lead. You know, so.
So you think Bears can get? You think Bears are over 500 this year?
Fuck no.
You think they're under after seeing what you're seeing right now? They can't get it together.
They got rid of Fields to draft Fields.
Damn.
I mean, he ain't looking no better.
No, you're right. I mean, he's not showing that he's the number one pick. You know, I mean, again, he is a rookie. Like they say, obviously throwing him in right away. But
I mean, Stroud came in at a rookie and was looking amazing.
No, again, yeah. I mean, it just no excuses. But no, I mean, yeah. They need to do better, obviously.
Well, luckily for them, they play another trash team. They play the Colts next week. So, you know what? A 0-2 team versus what should be a 0-2 team. But they're 1-1.
I think you guys get your first one.
You know, if we can't beat the Bears, might have blown up. Might have to start looking for some trades. I keep telling you, bro. Tank for Milrow. That's where I'm at with it. Like, we need to just tank. We're already 0-2. If we can't beat the Bears, just go ahead and concede the season. Tank, get a quarterback. Get that quarterback out of there. And just pay him out, release him. And then just, we'll have our quarterback and then we'll just move. But now, you know, I'm at the point now where the Colts need to help blow up their defense. Colts, at one point, used to have a top-ranked defense. I don't know what happened. Like, they just don't try on defense anymore. So,
and speaking of not trying on defense, like I said, we can close out with this. My Cowboys, bro. Yesterday seemed like they were allergic to Alvin Kamara or something. Oh, I mean,
before we get there, I know Raider fans are fucking sick to their soul.
Letting go of Derek Carr.
15 drives, 15 scores. This man.
No, that's in the last 2 weeks.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say that. No, I'm
saying every drive they
score. No, that's still shit. I mean, we couldn't stop him either, but.
No, bro, like, this man, Derek Carr, is what, already 8 touchdowns in? Nasty. Now, granted, they played Carolina first game, so that don't really count. This is Carolina, bro, but y'all.
Yeah, unacceptable.
I don't understand. Damn. Of what I saw yesterday.
But it seems like it always happens, bro. When we play them or something like this happens, we give up a just ass whooping early on. And it questions everything.
Yeah, that's what happens when y'all can't just beat up on bad teams.
I mean, God, I thought we were going to have some type of defense out there, but it was horrible. I couldn't watch it after a while.
Because I know they put up 44. What did y'all put up? 16?
19?
Bro, that's unacceptable. That, $240 million, that's all you can give me is 19?
And 2 picks. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro.
How you feeling?
I mean, again, it's barely week 2. We're 1-1. I'm not, after seeing what happened between the Giants and Commanders, I mean, I'm not too skeptical. Well, again, I'm just worried about the Eagles at this point. Now that they got Saquon, they look like they're the real deal. Obviously, granted.
Would it have been the real deal?
I don't believe so. I mean, we've seen last year, they just couldn't finish the season out, couldn't win a game to save their life. But
they were in the middle of a gauntlet. That don't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
They were in the gauntlet, bro.
They should be able to do it still, regardless if they're that team.
Bro, how would y'all feel if y'all got done running a gauntlet, playing every top team? And then winning, and then drop a couple. But, like, damn, bro, you in a gauntlet, man. There was no type of, can we just get the Panthers or something here where we can breathe?
The Panthers.
We just need something to breathe, bro. Like, damn, we got to run a gauntlet?
I don't know, bro. We'll see what happens, obviously. I mean, that's the only team I'm worried about. I mean.
You should be worried about Jaden.
No, I mean, again, he struggled yesterday against Danny Dimes, so, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, this whole division is...
I don't remember. Did they score a touchdown, or was everything all field goals?
The Commanders, I'm not sure if they scored.
Was it one touchdown and all field goals?
I believe so.
Yeah, man, I know.
Tanya, it was
field goal frenzy yesterday. I hope everybody who did fantasy was betting on kickers. Because if you bet on kickers, you should be a millionaire. Because it's like, God damn. And then it's also like these quarterbacks, bro. Like, nobody's really throwing over like 250.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then.
Like, everybody's like, you've seen all these stats 175, 180, 190, barely 200. You know, Purdy squeaked in 300 in there. I know Stafford week one just throwing the ball up for like 300 and something. But like, you saw the rest of them, like Tua and, even though Tua was out, Josh Allen only threw like 180 or something like that. Like,
oh, yeah, really exactly. Long. I mean, it was a kicker week this week.
So, I don't know. Nobody's throwing the ball. But is it too early to say, like, is it time to move on from Dak?
It's barely one loss, bro. We'll wait. Continue to see how this plays out.
I don't want to hear it, bro.
We play the Ravens next week, so.
We'll do see. Y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till next week. So we can talk about two trash teams.
So, we'll see what happens, but. Yeah, man. So then, I mean,
y'all gonna be 1-2, or is the Ravens gonna be on 3?
I can't even tell you at this point, bro. I mean, like I said, I have no confidence at this point. It was unacceptable. I mean, like I said, after playing how we did against the Browns, I thought we'd have some type of at least chip on our shoulder, play better, obviously, but apparently not. So we'll see how this plays out.
I have faith that are y'all gonna stop that? You know what? It's so crazy that we sit there and we talk about, you know what, man, I don't think the Ravens can do X, Y, Z. I think.
And then they're going to do it on us.
Yeah, I don't. That, what's it called? That Derrick Henry shit, that doesn't work. But then they play against y'all and it looks like an unstoppable duo. They're just running the ball on.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Zay Flowers, $150.
I don't know about that, but.
Huh?
I don't know about that. I doubt that. I can say guarantee I doubt that. Now, Lamar, Derrick Henry, that's a whole different story.
Bro, y'all couldn't even stop the Saints, bro. The Saints, are you kidding me?
You're saying the Saints and the Ravens are the same?
I mean, Derek Carr is better than Lamar, but so there's that. But
yeah,
Kamara is better than Derrick Henry, too, by the way.
We just got to wait and see what happens.
So if we're saying that, if we're saying, okay, we're downgrading teams to play a lesser team, then that means y'all should easily dump because y'all are good at beating up on bad teams, right?
It's week two, bro. We got to see what happens. Like I said, going into week three, and talk to me after the bye week. We'll see how this is.
Where was Zeke at yesterday?
Zeke was helping a little bit, just blocking, hoping for the best while Dak was throwing picks.
You said Dak had max protection and still throwing picks? How many picks did he throw yesterday?
Two, I think. Yeah, two of them.
Addicted to giving it away?
Horrible, bro.
Did he confuse? He thought he was playing for the Saints?
I don't know what he was thinking, bro. I'm telling you, it's unacceptable.
You know what's so funny? When Dak throws a pick, it's like the most hilarious thing ever. When I watch Cowboy games and like Dak throws a pick, Dak always goes to the sideline, puts his fucking hat on, and he just be sitting there like...
What's the move?
Just be kicking it like... Yeah, I know. I threw a pick, but what we doing after the game today? Shit, is it time for offense? Fuck, man. All right, let's get out of here. You know what? Back up, throw a pick. Cool. All right.
Helmet back on.
Back off. Cap on. Shit, what's the move? Trying to hurry up and get up out of here. You know what? We got shit we got to do. Are y'all home or like going to the Ravens?
I think we're going to the Ravens. I think I would have to see.
But. Ravens back-to-back home games? Because they were home yesterday.
We're in Dallas.
I was about to say, shit, man.
Yeah, we're in Dallas. America's game of the week.
That's game of the week?
No, that's why at 1 o'clock, I think it is, though.
Yeah, that's probably game of the week. Who all plays next week? Who plays, like, good teams next week?
Well, yeah, at this point, we don't know who the hell's going to play good teams. We got to just wait and see. I mean, with all these upsets going on and everything, we don't know who the hell's who's true and who's not.
Is that the 21st?
Mm-hmm. 22nd.
Close up there. So, Texas and Houston. Or Texas, I'm stupid. Texas and Vikings. I mean, the Vikings are going to get that upset. Ooh. Eagles and Saints. Mm-hmm. I want to see if Derek Carr continues his onslaught on NFC opponents. Green Bay and Tennessee, another mid-off. Giants and Cleveland is going to see who can turn the ball over the most. Dolphins and Seahawks, I see Geno Smith putting up 4 TDs.
Did you have any final thoughts on the Saints-Cowboys game?
Trade that.
Well, I guess, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. Like I said, by the bye week goes, by then, I mean, where stock is, and we'll go from there. I mean,
so let's say y'all go into the bye week with a losing record. Is it time to move on from Dak and Zeke?
It's time to move on from the Cowboys in general.
What you mean? Where you going?
I don't know where I'm going, bro. I'm just gonna go away.
You be a Niner fan?
Hell no. I don't know what. Honestly, I mean,
you just gonna ride it out with Oregon?
I have to do it with them until they let me down, then yeah.
So what if they both let you down this season? What are you going to go from there?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to stop watching sports at this point. This shit's just upsetting me, bro. Going to sleep mad isn't...
Is it healthy for
not,
you?
It's just not cool.
That's not good for your heart, bro.
It's all bad.
Did you watch that atrocity shit yesterday?
It was horrible, bro.
When did you turn the TV off? Third quarter?
I don't even know. I stopped watching that. It was just all bad.
This bro with the sleep, like, you know, I'm just going to go to bed. Just laying there like, man, dude, like, nothing. But, you know, like you told me yesterday, 49, you know, some light. Or what you told me Saturday, you know, some light. I'm 44, right? Some light. And that's not light.
Horrible. Unacceptable.
That's hilarious, bro. I don't know, man. But, oh, I want to get your opinion on this while we're here. We can close it out after this. I'm still getting into it. I don't watch it as much. But you watch it. You know, obviously the GOAT one, you know, Canelo, that is your GOAT, right?
For boxing?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say my GOAT. I don't even think I have a GOAT in boxing, honestly. I just watch, to be honest. I just like the sport. I don't really have, like, a favorite fighter, to be honest.
I just wanted to throw that out there because that's my GOAT. But not necessarily boxing. UFC. You said you were not happy. And Dana White came on and was like, hey, if you guys are fans leading up to, like, the co-main event, yeah, main event, I hope you guys turned the TV off, mm-hmm, after that. That is such a, like, a slap in the face to the fighters. But, like, even so, even you felt like both those fights were trash.
It wasn't exciting, obviously, like you would assume the fights would be. But you got to understand from the fighter's point of view, you got to do what you got to do to win the shit, you know, to get your belt. I mean, they did what they did, smart, you know.
So, I didn't really tune in. I just kind of hit you with the end new because I caught him at the end. What transpired in the ladies' fight?
Valentina was just dominant throughout the whole thing, basically. I mean, just holding her down with the takedowns, I mean, with the strikes and everything. I mean, for the most part, I guess she just controlled the fight the whole time, you know, and played, you know, fought a smart fight, basically. You know?
Did that go to decision?
Yeah, but it was already, like I said, it was unanimous. They already knew because of how dominant she was the whole time, you know. She was just controlling her, holding her down for most of the time. Same with, obviously, in the men's fight. O'Malley was getting held down, taken down most of the fight, and that's what it was, you know.
Was that unanimous as well?
Yeah. So they just both went to distance. Like I said, it wasn't that big, you know, fight. Like, they were thinking knockout or, you know, whatever the case was. Like, his previous fights were, you know, so it is what it is. I mean, you know, like I said, it does sound fucked up when they said he says that shit about him.
That's
it's just
insane,
like, but
bro.
It's just like, hey, you know, it is what it is. I got my belt back. I ain't tripping.
Got my belt back. I ain't tripping. So, two new champions going in. The next card. That's where John is going to be at, right?
No.
He's still
November.
Is that when's the next card? In October?
In the 5th, yeah.
Who's headlining that fight?
Pereira and Roundtree. Okay.
So, the next card is in November.
No, there's two in October. There's one in November.
Well, the one in November is the John and Stipe one. So we can finally get this shit over with. So he can go on and go lose.
Because he's already saying he's leaning towards retirement already after. So
I bet, because he's ducking.
So we'll see what happens, obviously, after the fact.
So is that retirement or is that ducking?
If Stipe beats him, we'll see what happens. I mean, he probably would come back still and do a rematch or something. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? Like I said, anything can happen in a fight. Never know.
If Stipe, like 99 years old, knocks out John Jones, I mean, shit, man.
You never know. Anything can happen, bro.
So they say John hasn't fought since last year, right? Since March or May?
I can't recall when he fought. I just know since his injury, obviously.
I think it was either March or May. It's one of them end months I saw. He hasn't fought since last year. Stipe's like, what?
Stipe hasn't fought in a while either.
Yeah, well, no, but in his last matches, what was he, like 2-3 or 1-2 or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
In his last matches, but like he's been getting his ass whooped too, you know. So I don't know how this is a, and they're still touting it up as well. Like, oh man, this is just a legacy fight for Jones. Like,
yeah, we just gotta see how these next pay per views play out. Obviously, to see however they hype this up for these next fights, and see what happens.
All right, man. Well, what did we have? An hour? That's probably going to have to call it. So, again, wrapping it up.
Final thoughts. My Cowboys need to get their shit together. Oregon's on a bye week, so it's one less stressful thing I got to worry about. So, I'm going to be watching Florida State, rooting against whoever they're playing against, and...
Bro, why are you sounding like a Florida State hater?
I just want to see them continue to lose and just see how this is going. It's funny.
You think they're going to go 0-5?
I hope they do. And we'll see what happens with it. If there's any upsets, you know. See what happens this next week.
Y'all lucky y'all don't play. Because I felt an upset coming.
I'm upset we don't play. But we'll wait and see what happens.
No. You should be happy y'all not playing. Especially how y'all quarterback be looking shaky. Non-confident.
We're looking good.
Really?
I'm feeling confident going to the bye.
Really?
Yep.
You feel confident?
Very.
I wouldn't feel confident whatsoever. I feel distraught, actually. I would feel like at the bottom of the bottom. Y'all feel like a number 9 ranked team.
That's fine. We just got to wait and see and continue just to keep progressing.
Two slots away from being out of the top 10.
That's fine.
You know what would happen, right?
That's fine. We can still make another miss, and we're at least in the top 12 to get in the playoffs. That's all that matters.
No. When y'all go, because we're going to that game. So we're going to see it live. So when we go see live, y'all lose to UCLA, you know you're going to de-rank again after that.
But that's not going to happen, though.
Why is not?
Because I can guarantee that's not going to happen.
Okay, UCLA is getting ready to put the paws on LSU.
UCLA is 1-1.
They're getting ready to put the paws on LSU. That has nothing to do with LSU.
I don't see it. I'm confident.
You think LSU is going to beat them?
Of course.
You and said, of course, like you're confident in LSU.
Yeah, I am.
LSU can't even beat the teams that they play. They're struggling over there.
I feel confident in them beating UCLA, though.
I don't.
Well, we just got to wait and see then.
Might be 21-7 to UCLA. Fuck.
Tell them, like, say,
okay, what if you wake up and you see one of those, like, you know, you're like, you know, I'm confident, you know, LSU's going to put the paws on them. And then you look, LSU, UCLA up 40-7.
I know I'm dreaming. This is a good-ass dream. I'm going to wake up right now.
Wake up and see 40-7, you're going to be like.
Ain't no fucking way.
You still going to be confident?
Of course. LSU's trash. They're not Oregon.
Now they're trash. You're telling me it won't happen, but now you're telling me they're trash.
If that happens, we'll see what happens, though. That's all we gotta do is wait and see.
Oh, man. All right, man. Well, we're out of here. We'll be back. When we come back?
Friday.
We'll be back Friday so we can talk about how the Eagles, who they play today?
The Eagles, yeah. Have the Eagles can continue rolling against the Falcons, or unless the Falcons can get their shit together.
Hopefully by week 3, Penix is starting.
I give it to the bye week. After the bye week, if they're continuing to keep losing, the fans will ask for it.
They're going to start showing up to the stadium with do-rags?
Do-rags.
They're gonna start protesting with the do-rights. They're gonna be like,
that's crazy. That'd be hilarious.
Is that what the fans want? And then they're gonna see Penix just sitting on the sideline with his do-rag, just kicking it like, Penix, you're up. Good call, coach. Bro, and you know it'd be so funny? You see like the updates, like, oh, Penix is starting today. You know, you see him over there slinging his arm, doing what he gotta do, getting ready. You know, they kick the ball off. First and 10 on the fucking 30. That's another thing. But first and 10 on the 30. Penix come in, drop back. Boom, pick.
Throw a pick, right?
Pick six. My bad, coach.
It's the first time.
Kurt, you ready? Yeah, coach. Put me in. Here we go. Like, yo, I'd be so pissed. Hey, speaking of that, we can close out on this. Do you think the kickers need to go back?
Yeah, I can't stand this new kicking rule. I think eventually after this season, they'll probably do something where they fix it. They're going to alter it for sure after this year.
They need to update it in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
because
this shit sucks.
It's not even the problem of what they're doing or how to kick out, because I think this is off the XFL, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. You know, but we're still having the same issues. Touchback. But y'all need to push these kickers further back. Like, people want to see, like, returns.
No, yeah, exactly. Something exciting.
Touchbacks.
No, I feel that they'll sit there and address it, obviously, at some point. They'll change it, or, like you're saying, do something.
Where are the kickers at right now? The 35?
I think, or the 45 and shit. Seems like they're close as fuck.
The motherfuckers need to go back to 30.
Kick from the end zone and shit.
Or something. The 25.
No, yeah, I mean.
So we can start seeing some type of returns. If you kick from the 25, you're like, hey man, this shit is landing in the 30. All right, scoot up to the 30. All right, man, it's barely making it to the end zone. That's what you need, barely making it to the end zone. Cause like, bro, this is still just touchback city.
That's why I like watching college, obviously, to see, cause the kickoff's still there. So hopefully they do something about it, obviously, and change it.
Yeah, or start point shaving.
Point shaving this motherfucker.